and welcome to another fucking teaser edition of Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. My name is Dave. Very excited. This week is the week of DopeyCon. There's still a few more tickets if you guys want to come. If you guys want to come to DopeyCon, there's a few more tickets. Check them out on the website. And if you can't afford tickets, let me know and I'll see what I could do to help you out. Because service is a very important part of my recovery. And for all the dopes out there listening that can't come, I understand. Things happen. Life is, you know what they say? Life gets lifey. I don't know how people say stuff like that. You guys are ridiculous. Life gets lifey. Fucking, it all happens. Life gets lifey. If you can't come, you can't come. Will you miss out? Yes. Is it going to be amazing? Maybe. I think it's going to be pretty good. We have some surprise guests who just popped into the woodwork. Roddy Bottom from Faith No More and Imperial Teen. And fucking, I think Nems. Gorilla Nems. Fuck your life. Don't ever disrespect me like that. Nems, I think. We'll see. See what happens. You never know what the hell is going to happen. You never know what the fuck is going to happen at DopeyCon. And for those who are saying, Dave, how can this be the last one? You're such a fucking pussy. That reminds me, I have to check on IDGAF Foods, make sure he's coming. I think he's going to come. He's not going to back out, but I got to check on him. I got a lot of stuff to do, a lot of checking. Anyway, for those of you who are questioning, will this be the last DopeyCon? I'm going to give you this answer. It depends. If it sucks, if it's no fun, and if it costs me money, this will be the last DopeyCon. But if it's fun and it doesn't suck, people have a good time, and I don't lose money, there's going to be another DopeyCon. So nobody worry. And I don't think those things are going to happen. I'm very positive. People say I'm negative. I don't think I'm negative. I think I'm very positive. Do you guys think of me as negative, positive, or just like a realist? Am I just like a real guy, real problems, calling them like I see them? Fucking Fentanyl J was at the meeting this morning. That's my update. I shouldn't say that, but that's my update. He's doing good. That's my update on Jay. I would expect him back on the show, probably on Patreon, maybe on the real show soon. We have some really good shows coming up. Some very dopey and some not that dopey. I think this teaser is going to be a short teaser. The teaser, by the way, is to inspire you guys to join Patreon. Now, Patreon is just such a lovely place to be. We do a meeting every Wednesday morning. We usually do a Patreon Zoom last Saturday of the month. And extra show every week. No inserted ads. Bonus videos. Good times. All sorts of fucking shit. I read this email on the show, on the Patreon show. But I'm going to read it here too because I think it applies. This is from my friend and dopey super fan, Ben from Philly. And he says, wow, I'm only halfway through this episode and it is one of the best dopey episodes in recent memory. He's talking about Dr. Giles. Off the charts. Love stories like this. Love highly educated and accomplished intelligent people who share similar stories to regular folk in the audience. Working in the medical field, hearing about a doctor who has an opioid issue is fascinating. It reminds me of this story. Do you remember this oral surgeon in New York City who got hooked on Demerol and Fetty in the early mid-2000s and got involved in illegal body part harvesting? That was a huge national news story. No, I don't remember anything. Also, I think the famous Dr. Giles is talking about the famous doctor Dr. Giles is talking about who got addicted to cocaine, Dr. Halstead, was what the movie The Nick with Clive Owen was based on. If you haven't seen it, it's an amazing junkie movie. Lots of laudanum and cocaine, HCL, tincture being injected in the operating theater during the time surgery was being invented. Can't not be a nudnik. You mentioned you used mostly 27-gauge needles. I doubt that's the case. If you use 27 gauge needles to inject, your arms would look like crocodile skin. With needle gauges, the higher the number, the smaller the needle. So a 21 gauge is wide as hell, fat needle. A 25 or 27 gauge is the size typically used for oils like men who take testosterone replacement therapy and inject intramuscular. Most insulin syringes in the US, which are what most IV drug addicts use, are 30 gauge. For dope, 30 or 31 or 29 are fine. For pills, you really want 29, but 30 works. 27 isn't good for anything unless you're going Keith Richards style. I mean, maybe if you're a master cannulator like Dr. Giles is, you can use a big fat 27 gauge needle IV and make it nice and clean and painless and atraumatic. Yeah, I don't remember. I think it was probably, I don't know. For some reason, I see 27 in my mind's eye, but I don't remember what size needle I used. Looking forward, which is pretty great. Looking forward to DopeyCon next week. See y'all there. P.S. This is kind of why I'm reading this on both the teaser and the show. To anyone and everyone complaining about ads, the amount of disdain I have for you is unreal. If you consider yourself a weekly listener or member of the Dopey Nation, which I'm guessing all of these pussy-ass complaining bitches do, how do you look at yourself in the mirror knowing that you aren't supporting the podcast in any way at all except giving it a download, which it has plenty of, and if you care about this podcast and community and Dave and his team like I do, and like I think most of us do at the very least, just keep your fucking mouth shut. If you don't like the ads, fast forward or stop being a cheap ass hoe and buy Patreon. But to try and fuck with this man's livelihood and success after he's finally got some revenue trickling in and some sponsors going strong, you should be ashamed of yourself. You're literally taking food out of Susan and Nora's mouths. I've been unemployed for a while this year, unfortunately, and as I went through my bills and expenses to see what needs to be cut and what must stay, my $10 Dopey Patreon made the cut. Dave isn't balling out in the Hamptons here, you guys. Trust me. He still works for Katz's and is in no way being greedy by enriching himself off ads or something. PPS. After hearing this week's voicemail, I really need to get back on my game and send some more fire Dopey stories in. There is almost nothing that irks me more at the start of a Dopey episode than getting all pumped up for a voicemail and then solid episode, but then hearing controversial here, some casual drug experimentation story from, dare I say, a normie about fucking stupid mushrooms that literally 67.3% of humans on Earth have tried and have a stupid story about. And then to top it off, you have probably one of my biggest pet peeves ever, a story from a female talking about shitting herself. For some reason, that just turns me the fuck off. I know you're not supposed to be turned on by podcast voicemails, and I'm usually not, but turned off in the sense where I'm just like, in my head, ew, nasty bitch, but if it was a guy talking about it, I'd be totally normal. Not sure what the fuck is wrong with me there, but the old school Dopey Drez episodes where she talks about shaving her asshole before dates, now that's good stuff. Ben from Philly. Yeah, besides your misogynistic viewpoint, Ben, I appreciate everything else you said. And Ben, if you guys don't know, was the guy who got my teeth extracted for free in New Jersey. So thank you, Ben. And I have a gift for you at DopeyCon, which I'm very excited to see you at DopeyCon. And all right, I'm going to play the teaser. And just to be clear, this Patreon episode is very special. Every year for a long time, we've been doing this DopeyCon theme song challenge. And we did it again. And last week, Ray and I went over all of the contestants. And this week, we figure out the winner. So if you're interested in such a creative venture as the DopeyCon theme song challenge, go to Patreon. Go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast and sign up. It's cheap. $5 a month. $8 a month if you want no inserted ads. It's fucking cheap. It's not a lot of money. It's a few cents. It's cents on the dollar. It's less than a coffee a day. It's much less than a coffee a day. Anyway, here is the teaser with me and Ray. Hello and welcome to another Tuesday Patreon episode on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. My name is Dave. I'm with my friend, Ray Brown.
Don't say my name.
Shh. And we're summing up the Dopey theme song challenge.
Well, you know what? This morning, my neighbor in my apartment, if she can hear me, she heard me saying over and over, it never came. I never got it.
Did you re-listen to stuff this morning?
I've been saying that all morning.
It made a big impact.
Yeah, I listened to the show again the next day did.
How did it sound?
I loved hearing those songs. And then I looked up, I asked you to send me Angel Rachel's thing, which you didn't, but I found her.
How did you find her?
I just Googled her. I went and found her whole name, and then I found her, and of course she's like accomplished. You know, I listened to her song, I'm like, this is not an amateur.
I liked her song a lot.
I liked her song.
You liked her song too?
Yeah.
Somebody sent me an extra song, of course, after
Mark
the fact.
F.
Yeah, Mark. Mark got sent another record. He just wanted to make sure he had his shit in there. Hold on. Let me see if I can find this extra song that somebody just sent in. Have you noticed that my Long Island accent is like becoming more of a thing? Have you noticed that or no?
How do you have a Long Island accent?
I've been saying things like, I'm exhausted.
Really?
Like, on the show.
Linda doesn't have an accent.
She does.
She does?
She is a really, really, really.
But you have like a minor New York accent on some words.
My dad has a weird New York accent on some words.
How do you say Manhattan?
Manhattan.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Manhattan.
Manhattan.
You say Manhattan.
I say Manhattan.
But that's the only word. How do you say coffee?
Coffee. Let's get some coffee.
You know, I used to have a thick Southern accent.
Sometimes you say weird things. You say weird stuff all the time. What's the thing you said that really got me mad that time? You people. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you people.
Oh, my God.
You Jews.
You mean Jews
you
or
Jews,
addicts
you
or my
Jews.
Or my family? Who are you really talking about?
I was
about?
Saying you, Linda, and your children. You people.
You were just.
We were talking about you and Linda and your kids, and I was like, you people are nuts.
And what did I say?
You were like, what do you mean by you people?
Exactly. All right, so you were just talking about your sponsor. And I said, stop talking.
Yeah.
Save it for the show.
That crazy sponsor I had, which was a gift. If you want to be a universe God of like, I needed that one message from him, which was stop posting anything on Facebook.
Wow. So that was a big impact?
That was great. I didn't realize I needed that to hear that. And once I heard it and did that, I was like, wow, what a relief. To free myself, I was addicted
to posting
and reading and looking.
And now
I don't look at Facebook at all.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Zero.
At all.
Do you want to tell the story of your drummer?
No.
Do you want to tell the story of Banana Ball?
Banana Ball.
Why did you go to Banana Ball?
Dopey, 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 dopey.
All right. Are you guys dying to know why Ray went to Banana Ball? You know what to do. Go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast and leave comments on Spotify. Especially say how much you fucking hate the teasers. Tell me you hate the teasers. It makes me feel so good. You guys hate the teasers. Charges me up. Who's coming to DopeyCon? Send emails. Send voicemails. Fucking love is the answer. Don't be a stranger. Let your freak flag fly. Stay strong. Stay strong, everybody. And fucking toodles for Chris.
Wanna take a walk around the world? Wonder would it do me any good? Till I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around the neighborhood. I wanna be good so bad. Wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. Yes, I wanna be good so bad. Bad desire's all I ever had. Wanna take a ride up in the sky. Watch the aeroplane just pass me by. Wanna see a Learjet airliner take a dive just to show all of these people what it means to be alive. Wanna be good so bad. Wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. Yes, I wanna be good so bad. Bad desire's all I ever had. In my burned out basement listening to the Dopey Show. Well, now all the friends I have are on this little radio. I keep checking on my pulse cause I'm afraid that I might die. But the thought of cleaning up sounds so much better when you're high. And I wanna be good so bad. Wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. Yes, I wanna be good so bad. Bad desire's all I ever had.
Toodles for Chris.